Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio, where your host, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. Julie, my dear, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. It's going to be a fun and I think a very practical and applicable show. We try and do that on all of our shows, but this has been a special request show by many of both our podcast listeners as well as our premier coaching members. So I think it's going to be as useful as we can make it for them.
And the title and the topic that we're going to be covering today and tomorrow is on request of all of you guys. I mean, those of you who are in the Premier Coaching Program, and Julie keeps track of the things you guys are interested in hearing more about. So in addition to the content that's on Premier Coaching, we also like to expose some of the common, the most frequently asked questions and concerns that our members have to our general audience. And so today's topic is our playbook of secrets to price it right the first time. So this time of year, a lot of you guys are getting into the field, as you should be doing, and you're starting to meet with sellers, as you should be doing, and a lot of you guys are facing pricing issues. And I know it's a huge challenge in this type of market. Some markets, it's, you know, the market is shifted, and there's a lot of days on the market, and there's some distressed real estate, and I'm hearing a lot of you say that your BPO requests are going up, and we're hearing a lot of folks, you know, report that, oh my gosh, I looked in the MLS, and there's the return of short sales and REOs, and other people are saying, Tim, there's like 22 seconds worth of inventory on the market.
Right.
You know, so it's all over the place. But in both those scenarios, guys, in any time of changing, you're in a changing market, that's the hardest time to price a house because it's kind of like, okay, well, where is the ball going? Is it going up? Is it going down? So what we're going to be doing is helping you guys become expert pricers. And I have to say, and it's incredibly important you get this, knowing how to use, and Julie, this isn't one of your points, but, you know, knowing how to use the MLS, and I know there's a lot of really, and I encourage you to use whichever one you're comfortable with. There's a lot of really slick programs out there that help you guys do really beautiful CMAs using MLS data, using, you know, all kinds of other, you know, demographic and sociographic information. And if that makes you more confident when presenting a CMA, I'm all for it. Go for it. And again, that's a tool for you to use in your listing presentation to impress the seller. I love it. Continue to do it. Now, with that said, the real where the rubber meets the road is when you're telling the seller what the house is worth. And that's what we're going to be focusing on. So we're not going to be giving you guys a lot of fluff, as you know. And I hear from the feedback from all of you, that's what you guys like about us. I don't believe in motivational speakers, to be honest with you. I don't believe in all these mindset gurus. I don't believe in all of that because it's just temporary. All that mindset stuff, if it's not followed by massive action, it's just a waste. It's like a high-carb food. You're just going to burn through it, and you're going to want more of it, but you're not actually going to do anything except get fatter. And that's really what a lot of that motivation stuff is. Look, guys, and I'm responding now to a lot of you who have been emailing us and asking questions about mindset and all that. I'm going to give you the real bottom line, and this is the truth. And here's the thing that's interesting about what I'm about to tell you. You already intuitively know what I'm about to tell you is true. So I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to monitor how many of you are whether you feel like, okay, yeah, that makes total sense. So here it is. You feel better when you're in action. You feel better when you're in, being of service to other people. And this is a kind of a summary answer to a lot of emails I've been getting about, you know, mindset challenges that some of you guys are having. You feel great when you take a listing. You feel great when you have a closing. So you get the point? All the real lasting, important, you know, mindset challenges are fixed when you're in motion. And I was thinking a lot about this, how to really convey this to some of you guys, because a lot of you guys are new in the real estate industry. Many of you have never really experienced any level of success in real estate. You're new being business owners, and there's some of you guys who have been in the business forever, but you've never kind of got your head screwed on straight. Forgive me for being direct. I'm just trying to help you with regards to basically success and money and all the rest of it. You've been conflicted about it. It's kind of a national problem that I'm seeing. A lot of us are, you know, we're being told that being successful or being, you know, rich is bad, right? So let's just not even, we're not going to dwell on those things, but here's the thing. I want you to think about, like, when you've gone on a listing presentation, actually, I'll make it even simpler. When do you feel the happiest? When do you feel the most fulfilled? When do you feel the most present? When do you feel the most valued? When do you feel the most everything that's positive that you want in your life? And the answer is always the same. And I want you guys to think about this. It's when you're being of service to other people. It's when you're helping other people. I remember going on listing presentations, but oh, yes, that's right. Julie and our coaches actually sold real estate and a crap ton of it and for a long time. So I remember we'd go on listing presentations, and you'd walk into a seller's house, and it would be like a time capsule of when they were the happiest. Have you guys noticed that? When you go to list the house, usually for a downsizer or somebody who's basically kids have left the nest, and you'll see they kept the house as a time capsule for when they're happiest. And the pictures are always the same. They're happiest when they're in it. They're happiest when they're raising their family. They're happiest when the kids were the neediest. They're happiest when they're busiest. They're happiest when they had essentially the most people needing them that they're able to help. Do you guys get the concept? So when you walk into, I bet your own houses, right? If you look around, if you guys are, some of you are empty nesters, I bet your house is filled with the things that made you, that remind you, in maybe a subconscious way, of when you felt the most happy, and that's when you were the most needed. You guys getting me on this point? That's the reason people do volunteer stuff. That's the reason people like to help animals. That's the reason people like to do things, because it fulfills a natural human need to be of service to other people. And that is a very, very profound thought, because on the other side of it, you feel you have liberation of your ego. And let me prove it to you, okay? If this is a little obtuse, just remember we talked about this, and maybe sometime in the future you can go back and reflect on this. Some of you guys are resisting actually doing the real work in the real estate business. You're resisting actually doing the prospecting. You're resisting, believe it or not, going on listing presentations. You're resisting actually putting yourself in a position to help other people. And yet you know intuitively that you're hardwired to be of service to other people. So if you are having a conflict with seeing yourself as a salesperson, and I'm not even going to try to get you over that. There's no point in it. Just shift your mindset. You're not a salesperson necessarily. Let's just say, for those of you who don't like being, you know, thinking of yourselves that way, you're somebody who is, you know, by God, designed to be of service to other people. Can we all agree to that? Yes, we can. So being a great salesperson, see how I snuck that back in? Being a great salesperson is about being of service to other people. So if you're not getting the success that you want, if you're not experiencing the quality of life that you want, if when you look at your kids you wish you could do better, when you think about your summer vacation and realize it's basically going to be a long Saturday at Walmart, I'm trying to make you all laugh, okay? The point is it's because you have yet to accept the very simple truth that our highest and truest purpose on this planet is to be of service to other people. And if you're in sales, selling real estate, or really selling anything, the person you're trying to sell to is the person you're trying to be of service to, and the only way you can be of service to that person is if you're really good at what you do. And that goes back to being masterful at the skills, and it goes back to what today's topic is, because pricing houses is one of the key skills that you must master. And when you become a really good pricer, you're going to become a really effective listing agent. And when you become a really effective listing agent, a whole bunch of people are going to want to do business with you. And then what happens? The money follows. You guys get the concept? So it starts with the embracing of the fact that your highest and truest purpose is to be of service to other people. And then everything follows, because then you let go of all the resistance, because you know that you're fulfilling what your purpose on this planet is to be of service to other folks. Julie, does that resonate? Does that make sense?
It absolutely does, because, you know, we do spend a lot of time with our premier coaching going over not just the scripts themselves, but how to learn scripts, how to internalize and personalize scripts. And I've had so many people that have traveled that journey say to me that that was the breakthrough, what you just said. When I stopped thinking before every time I was prospecting or doing lead follow-up that it was all about me and how it made me feel and I don't feel like doing this and what if they reject me and all this kind of stuff. And when I changed my mindset to simply being of service, how can I help them? And I reframe that mindset, that's when the breakthrough happens. That's when it becomes a pleasure to do business. You don't have to help everyone. Not everybody wants your help. I mean, think about just that point. If somebody says no to you, no, I'm not interested in buying or selling, how is that even remotely about you? They just don't want to buy or sell a house right now. That's okay. Move on to somebody who does appreciate your help. Go ahead.
Or you just need to learn how to ask the question in a different way. Don't buy off on what Julie just said, because I know what some of you guys are going to do. You're basically going to wait. Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're going to wait for the reflex no that everybody has, and that's not what we're telling you. So do not take what Julie's saying and run with it as your excuse not to actually get really good sales skills. When you're in front of somebody that you've pre-qualified and you've determined, and let's just focus on sellers because that's where the money's at in this industry, and you're focused on helping that seller, they have to sell a house. They have to move, okay? your whole job there is to make them understand the importance of listing with you by answering all their questions and showing them the advantages to doing business with you. You guys know as well as I do, once you're in front of the seller, you're probably that's where you want to be. That's where you're going to be confident. That's where you're going to be comfortable, especially when you use our listing presentation. Get there as fast as you can and get there as often as you can, and you're going to win more frequently than you are now, and then you get better with your skills. But you do not take the first reflex no. You keep on drilling down. You ask, you know, you use our scripts, you use our objection handlers, and you learn how to be a masterful problem solver, if you'd like to, me not to say salesperson. If some of you guys are okay with salesperson, learn to be a masterful salesperson. Because on the other side of that is complete liberation of the fears and of the, you know, things that are holding you back now. If you guys can just connect with that very thought on a core level, on almost a spiritual level, if you will, and maybe taking it too far there, but if you can just have that resonate ever so slightly within you, just for a moment or two, you're going to find that it absolutely positively makes sense, and then you're going to want to get better at your skills. Because then if your goal, your obligation really, is to be of service to other people, then you're going to learn how to be a killer pre-qualifier. You're going to be learn how to be a great in your listing presentations. Not just okay, where you only get half, but where you get 100%, because you have made it your life's mission to perfect your ability to be of service to other people. Just like a doctor, guys, do you want a mediocre doctor, or do you want somebody who is absolutely crazy driven by his or her ability to be really good at their chosen craft, at saving people or helping people? Isn't that what you want in your professionals? You have to be the same way, and it all comes from, and where the burden is eased is when you realize it's because when you're really good at a particular craft, you're going to be successful at it, and people are going to want to do business with you. So stop resisting the getting good at it part. That's where the magic is. That's what all of you guys are looking for. And those of you who are spending this time of year looking for the easy button, oh, the lead seller, the this seller, the other seller, the people that are just trying to sell you into the big lie that you're going to somehow basically start magically being able to piece your business together from bot leads. Guys, you know, if you've listened to past podcasts, that is a myth. It may have been true a long time ago. It's not true now. Matter of fact, I think we have a special guest on the show this Thursday who's going to help us drill down on the actual math, the statistics on how futile buying leads has become. So, Julie, let's not delay anymore. I think you have a shout-out from Facebook, and let's get to our first
quick
point.
Absolutely. Okay, so this is something I noticed I always peruse our private Facebook group, see what our great clients are up to. This is from Kiva Kendrick. Now, this caused me pause. I actually mentioned it to you, I think, maybe yesterday morning. Kiva writes, went door knocking this weekend and crushed it. I was off to a late start because my son had a basketball game, so I door knocked 7 homes from 3:30 to 5:30 and walked away with 2 listing appointments. Now, that caused me a little bit of pause because I thought, that's a really killer door-knocking ratio. Usually it takes more time and more doors to get to appointments. So I read further in the comments. Okay, keep in mind, Saturday, 3:30 to 5:30, door knocked 7, got 2 listings. That is, by all measures, a killer ratio, right? So as it turns out, Kiva was pretty smart in the doors that she was knocking. They were expireds that happened last quarter of last year. So these were oldish expireds, not super old, but
brilliant.
You know, getting to be October to December, and she scored 2 listing appointments, both of them over 200,000. She targeted exactly who she was going after. She thought to herself, if I've got 2 hours to prospect, I'm going to go after people who are most likely to give me appointments, and she was rewarded by her efforts. So go, Kiva. Nice job on that. That's exactly what we want you doing, thinking about your time, controlling who you're speaking with, really knowing your ratios and getting those appointments. So now, of course, the pressure's on. You got to take those listings. But I know you all. Back to you, Tim.
That's exactly right.
No,
so, guys,
pressure.
What we're going to help you to do is, as we always try to do on this show, we're going to give you a very practical and tactical guide to how to price houses. This is not going to be all the information that we can possibly give you because, obviously, we're limited on time. But this will at least wet your beaks and give you guys an idea of what you can be doing to become absolutely powerful when you're out talking with sellers. Because, look, we know when you're sitting in front of a seller – now, listen, remember, you're supposed to send coaching clients follow the PLP process, which includes sending the CMA ahead of time. But still, the price oftentimes in a changing market becomes the sticking point with whether sellers are going to choose to do business with you or not. So what we're going to do today and tomorrow is going to give you very detailed information, so take great notes. I know a lot of brokers use our training specifically to train their new agents or their even more experienced agents who, frankly, are usually the ones that need the training the most. So take notes. Okay, Julie, jump right in.
All right, so we're going to start with three secrets. Our secrets almost always have to do with mindset to set you up for the rest of the points and the rules. So secret number one, a great seller pre-qualification script pulls out critical facts so you can be the best prepared to not just take the listing, but also to price it right in the first place. Not pre-qualifying is unprofessional and can waste your time and theirs. Always pre-qualify 100% of the time, even if you think you totally know the score. Pre-qualify using a proven script, such as what we teach in Premier, but do it 100% of the time. Don't have different rules for different people in different situations. Secret number two, the best price reduction conversation is the one that you never have to do, because we know how much you love doing price reduction conversations with your sellers who are tired of hearing it. So the best one you can learn is one you don't have to do. All of the scripts are best used at the listing table. So we do teach you price reduction scripts, but use them to get it priced right in the first place, and then you won't have to have those sticky situations. Secret number three, don't lose the listing of a motivated have-to-sell seller over price within reason. If they have to sell, you have to take the listing. Someone's going to make the commission. Shouldn't it be you? So if they're motivated and the house is going to sell, they're going to list with somebody, it better be you. Now, obviously some caveats. If they're combative or grossly overpriced and unrealistic, fine. But generally speaking, if you're probably one price reduction away, don't lose a listing over that. It's going to sell. Somebody's going to make the commission. Somebody's got to help that person. And a bonus secret, just because I always have to remind you guys, proper previous planning prevents pitifully poor pricing. Memorize that when you're trying to do the quick OCMA and skip some steps. Proper previous planning prevents pitifully poor pricing. So, on to our pricing rules.
Say that five times, Julie.
Yeah. I don't know if I can. They'll have to hit the replay button.
Sorry. Yeah.
So, I wrote down, don't go unless you know. And really, these points drill down on a great pre-qualification script. Now, just a couple of things to that. You can split up the pre-qualification script. You know, if you just set the appointment and they're out the door to pick up their kid from soccer, that doesn't mean you're going to skip the pre-qual script. Maybe you get a couple questions in and then you regroup a little bit later, the next day that's still before your listing presentation. So don't have a bunch of excuses that you couldn't get through it so you didn't pre-qualify them. It's okay to take a call or two or an email to draw out the most important information. So what are those things that the pre-qualification script is designed to help you with? All of this is driving towards the correct price. Don't go unless you know, number one, what the seller wants, needs, or thinks it's worth. Get the price out of them. What is in their head regarding price? Now, pricing it right in the first place prevents future price reduction drama. Even if they're thinking it's worth more than the comps, not that that ever happens, right, like on virtually every listing, even if they're thinking it's worth more than you do, you still need to know by how much more and how they arrived at, quote, their price before you arrive at the appointment, so you won't have to tap dance and figure it out at the table. So here's your easy script when they tell you the too high price that's in their mind. Now, right here, Tim, how many agents are going to use that as an excuse to bail on the appointment, even if the seller has to sell, because, oh, they were going to overprice it anyway? So they stop right there instead of drilling down and asking more questions. You know they do. They bail on it, and then they justify not taking it because, you know, the seller was overpriced anyway. So when they tell you a price that is not what you think, all you have to say is, that's interesting, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. How did you arrive at that price? Don't be combative. Don't let them hear you roll your eyes like, you know, they're 20 or 50 grand over what you were thinking. Listen to how they arrived at their price. Now, why is that? Here's the secret. This is more advanced stuff, so I hope they're paying attention. Sellers overprice out of either ignorance or arrogance. Ignorance is when they just don't know how to price a home, i.e., that is, you know, where all of us come in as professional real estate people. Most homeowners, why would they know how to price, right? Just because they watch HGTV? Ignorance is when they just don't know how to price a home, that square feet actually matters, bedrooms, baths, views, condition, location, location within the neighborhood, age of the house, rehabbed or not, all of these things matter. Arrogance is when they just won't listen to comps and they have reasons other than real value to justify their price, right? So in their minds, they just, quote, can't move unless they walk away with $100,000 on their house, which is unrealistic, so probably they shouldn't be moving, and they're not willing to adjust either their loan or to listen to you, that's more of a different issue, right? So you've got to ask the question, that's interesting, Mr. or Mrs. Seller, how did you arrive at that price? And then find out, maybe their neighbor's house sold in 22 seconds with five offers, but that's because they've got five bedrooms, five baths, a bonus room, finished lower level that the house you're talking to doesn't have. So does
hey,
that make
Julie,
sense, Tim? I think they bailed too quick.
It does.
Go ahead.
No, you're fine. But I just want to really drive this down because I've had, you know, you and I both had a billion coaching calls. And we've talked with agents of all, you know, different varieties. And I know the mistakes that some of these guys are going to make. Look, guys, go back to the first point that Julie made. The most important part of the presentation is getting ready for the presentation. It's the sending of the pre-listing pack, but it's the pre-qualification. If you don't absolutely positively, please never forget we told you this. Don't forget we told you this. If you don't use all the questions that are part of the pre-qualification script, which is on Premier Coaching, so Premier Coaching clients, make sure you use this. And we give you a variety of different ways to determine what the seller's motivation is. Sometimes I know guys, especially in the upper end types, they won't want to come out and necessarily tell you their motivation, but we give you crafty ways of knowing what their motivation is. You must know their motivation. And second of all, it's incredibly powerful to know what they think the house is worth before you go out. We give you several different ways of asking that. You need to be bold and use the scripts to ask the questions. If you walk into a seller's house without knowing why they want to sell, without having a clue of how where they want to price it, that is an immediate recipe for failure because you're going to have so much stress. I mean, just imagine that. Some of you guys can feel that, right? You have a listing appointment in an hour. You don't know why the seller's selling. You don't know what the seller thinks the house is worth. Don't you immediately feel stressed? Now, replace it. You have a listing appointment in an hour. You know why the seller is selling. You know they absolutely positively have to sell, and they've told you what they think the house is worth prior to getting there, even if their opinion is of inflated value. So here's where I'm going to give you permission, and I realize people don't like to say this. People from stage, gurus, they all say never overprice. But I'm telling you, if you have a seller that has to sell the house, absolutely positively has to sell the house, they have no choice to sell the house, and they want to overprice it initially, take the listing. Do not lose a listing to a motivated seller who wants to be pricey, because what's going to happen is you're going to have a lot of, frankly, inexperienced agents are going to go in there, and they're going to try to buy the listing, and they're going to tell the seller a higher number. And some of you guys will make the mistake of riding in on your white horse, and you're with your fancy CMA, and you know the facts better than anyone, and you're going to then tell them, Mr. Seller, this is where your price needs to be. This is where your price needs to be, even though two other agents told them a different number. Of course, the seller is going to list with the agent that told them the highest price. Every seller will, even a motivated seller. So I want you to be very clear. The most important aspect of pricing is, believe it or not, knowing their motivation. That's what matters. If you have to take an overpriced listing of a motivated seller, give them, just say, listen, look, I don't have time on this call to tell you what to say, but on Premier Coaching, we give you scripts on how you take an overpriced listing, but how you lay the groundwork to tell them that, you know, without pissing them off or without being in conflict with their egos, how you can take the listing and lay the groundwork for future price reductions. So Premier Coaching clients, make sure you listen to that audio training that's on the website. But the bottom line is, for everyone, if you have a have-to-sell seller, you have to take the listing. That's your rule. Write that down. If it's a seller that has to sell, you have to take the listing. Don't let anything stand in your way of accomplishing that goal. Jules?
That's it. I mean, think about why this works. Sometimes they're overpriced because they're building a house. It's not going to be done for 6 months, and they don't actually want to be homeless. So they're going to get it out there. They're going to take the slow road, and they're totally cool with that. You don't know these things if you don't ask those questions, okay? So next, don't go if you don't know. Point number two, the average days on the market for properties like your subject property. That helps set both your expectations and the homeowners. In some of your markets, you've got to have a real clear strategy because you're probably going to sell it pretty fast with multiple offers, right? And in other markets, it's going to be an average days on the market of 180 days, especially as you go higher price, further out, stranger, you know, weird school district, whatever. You've got to know what the average list-to-sell price ratio has been lately, past 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. That'll also tell you what the trend is. That way you can set expectations. If the average days on the market is 90, but your seller's neighbor's house 2 months ago when it was a hotter market sold in 9 days, guess what their expectation is? That you're going to sell it overnight. So be careful with that because you've got to set the expectations early on. Back to you, Tim.
Okay, so guys, listen, a lot of you and most of you are requesting a free coaching call, and that's the next smart move for all of you. If you've not done that yet, go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. It will be made it super simple for you. All you have to do is go there, and you actually pick your day, you pick your time, and then you're going to have a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches. In addition to that, we're going to give you all six of those books, and one of which I think is, I mean, just based on the feedback you guys adore, it's The Real Estate Treasure Map, which is your fill-in-the-blank business plan. And actually, a lot of the conversations you'll be having with a new member coach, guys, this is free. It's our way of thanking you for being a listener. A lot of you'll get started completing The Real Estate Treasure Map. And one of the other books you get is The 12-Month Lead Generation Plan. I know you guys all think your number one problem is lack of leads, but I'm here to tell you there is no lack of leads. If you want proof of that, look at all the Yahoos trying to sell you leads. There's a billion companies out there that are trying to sell you leads. That should prove to you there's no lack of leads. You just need to stop wasting your time talking with folks that don't already have their hands up in the air looking to buy or sell. Right? I know I'm preaching to the choir with our premier coaching members, but for the rest of you, be real clear about that. Do not sign contracts to buy leads. You can generate your own. They're everywhere. So freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Go there, pick your day, time, and one of our premier coaching new member coaches will call you back, and you'll get the six additional books. If you're on our website listing, which a lot of you guys are, just fill out the simple form. It's the same process, and you'll get the six free books digitally emailed to you. And then also you'll be entitled to a coaching call. Guys, look, I don't care what's going on in your market. I don't care what's going on in your prices. I don't care who's president. I don't care what the interest rates are. Neither should you. It doesn't matter because we are in the best industry ever. We've got a product that everyone needs, a house, right? Everyone needs a place to live. There's no such thing as someone that doesn't need a place to live, except obviously for the unfortunate folks that are homeless. The moral of the story is you are in the right place at the right time. You do have the perfect product. Now it's up to you to take actions. Stop falling prey to motivational speakers. Stop falling prey to people that are just trying to make you feel a certain way so you'll take a certain action. I'm not asking you to do that. We don't want to manipulate you like that, do we? That isn't what we do. And yet, strangely, when you listen to us, I know from the feedback from all of you that you guys do feel motivated. Why is that? Because we're giving you solid information that is actionable, that's tactical, it's practical. You can actually go out and use it right away. Don't you see how that's where true motivation is because it comes from the actions that you take, not just because somebody pumped you up and had you walk on coals. You guys get the point? So please, come on. Stop looking for the easy button. Stop looking for someone to give you the blue pill. Stop looking for someone to do the real work for you. You've got to do it yourself. On the other side of that is the freedom that all of you want, that all of you deserve. If you guys ever need us for anything, you email us directly. You can email Julie at timandjulieharris.com, or you can email me at tim@timandjulieharris.com. We love your feedback, guys. You know we respond to your emails. Your emails do not go through an admin. I know some of you, I got an email from someone saying that they thought the email was going through somebody else who was responding to my emails. No, we get all of our emails directly. We answer all of your questions directly. Whether you're a coaching member or not, we want you to realize you are in the right place at the right time. Now it's up to you to take the right actions. We're going to pick up where we left off today, tomorrow, and we're going to continue on giving you guys the strategic information you need to have to become absolutely powerful pricers. If you need us for anything, send us an email. In the meantime, your homework is to go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.